God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Connecting heaven and earth. There is something inside of man that was created to seek beyond the here and now. Often the most ardent of atheists and agnostics will agree that we seek connection to something beyond ourselves. While they might call them higher powers or higher forces or spirit supernatural influences or extraterrestrial encounters, and we can go even more weird from here. We know that what is really happening and what is really going on inside the heart and life of man is something far greater. That mankind is constantly seeking to solve the mystery of what lies beyond and why we are here and what all this is about. This searching, this desire to find something beyond ourselves, this impulse to explore and contemplate our existence from its origin to its end or even the hereafter. In my opinion, all of these serve as inquiries of a spiritual nature. Now, some might assert that all we have is the temporal, is just the here and now, and that searching for a connection to something beyond yourself is futile. Might I say this in somewhat of a comical nature? Even Buzz Lightyear believes in an infinity and beyond. See, we as human beings are enamored with what is earthly. And that is evident in our lives. We are encumbered by all the things that are a part of this earth and a part of this world. But we cannot deny the sense that we are, and more importantly, I might add, spirit beings. We are human beings. We do interact with what is tangible and what is a part of this world as we know and interact with it. But we are also spirit beings, and we realize and understand that we do interact and we are involved with the intangible. There is stuff happening that while we may not be able to explain it or we might not even understand it, there is stuff beyond ourselves that is going on, and this desire, this longing to somehow explain it or understand it or connect to it. What I'm talking about here this morning. And while many do not live like it, act like it, talk like it, etc., if asked if they believe in the hereafter, I believe that an overwhelming majority of them would say, oh, yes, I believe in the hereafter. I believe in something beyond the here and now. Now, let us throw this word into the mix. Let's look at the word religion. The word religion, I know in today's society it's somewhat of a negative connotation. People talk about religion as if it's something to be abhorred, as something to be shied away from, something that we should steer clear of. But if you understand even the simple definition of what religion is, it is the belief in and worship of a superhuman controlling power, especially a personal god or gods. A set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe, especially when considered as the creation of a superhuman agency or agencies, usually involving devotional and ritual observances, and often containing a moral code governing the conduct of human affairs. See, the word religion itself denotes this search and observance of us as mortal to the immortal, us as finite beings to the infinite, this connection of heaven and earthly, this thing that we as human beings seek and understand there is something more to us as we are spirit beings. But when you talk about religion, this is why some people are saying a mouthful and not really even understanding what they're saying when they make a statement such as this: I'm not a very religious person. What they're simply saying is that I'm not really seeking anything beyond myself. I'm just concerned with what the here and now is. I'm just concerned with what is temporary. I'm not a very religious person really means that I really don't have much care or concern beyond myself. I don't really care about eternity. I really don't care about it hereafter. I really don't care whether or not there is a God and whether I should obey and whether I should abide. I really don't care. I'm not a very religious person. Psalms 53 verses 1 through 3 said, "The fool has said, not with his mouth, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God." Are they searching? Are they looking? Are they trying to find the connection between heaven and earth? Whatever it may be, are they pursuing? Though they may not understand it, and though they may be pursuing it in false doctrine, is there a hunger in their heart? Is there a desire to seek something beyond the here and now? Is there something inside of them that says, I realize I am more than just a human being interacting with this world. I realize that I am a spirit being, and as a spirit being, I seek connection to something beyond myself. Are there any that seek God? Every one of them has gone back. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Might I say it this way? As a society, the more we seek answers in ourselves, the more we turn to science and medicine and technology and intelligence, the more we seek the tangible in an attempt to solve and to understand the intangible, the more we turn from faith. I'm going to say that again. The more we seek for answers in science and technology and medicine and modern ways and psychiatry and understanding all that is about us, the more we seek for answers in the tangible, the more we shy away from the intangible, the more we turn from faith, and as a result and consequence, we turn from God. Humanism, while a religion in of itself seeks to serve the man as being God, the individual as having all the answers, I'm sorry, but I do not believe for one moment that we as man have all the answers. I believe God has all the answers. A God who is above and beyond came below and here to help us, to guide us, to lead us. Because when it comes to spirit things, when it comes to understanding what is beyond, when it comes to understanding our makeup and our true identity as spirit beings, we cannot in any way, shape, or form find that in and of ourselves by our own merit or our own doing or our own desire. It has to be a God thing. It has to be seeking a connection. It has to be longing and desiring for what is beyond ourselves. This is why the Bible lets us know that the Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning was with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was light, and the light was the life of men. We understand that from the very beginning, God designed man. God created man. And while He created him from the dust of the earth and gave him a physical, natural body, we also need to understand that God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We're all created. Care how ardent the atheist is, he was created with something innate inside of him to seek something beyond himself. Let's look back at the text. Let's look back at verse number 4 of 1 John 5. For the text says, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. In other words, the understanding that comes, that finds its birth in God, a belief in God, a belief in a supreme being, a belief and understanding that there is a God. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth, catch this, that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus, while fully man, was fully God. Jesus, while heavenly, was also earthly. That Jesus is the bridge, that Jesus is the connection, that Jesus is the one that helps establish, or shall I say reestablish what was lost and what was forfeited in the Garden of Eden. That Jesus, the second Adam, the second man, restored connection between heaven and earth. Jesus, through him we have the answers. Through faith in him we have the answers, and we're able to overcome the world. Now, follow me. You see, it is our faith in Jesus Christ that he is the connection of heaven and earth, that he is fully God, and as fully God he is heavenly, and that he is fully man, and as fully man earthly. Catch this. Paul, writing to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 15, says, the first man is of the earth earthly, and the second man is the Lord from heaven. And as is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are the heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, catch this, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. For earthly beings also heavenly beings. We're human beings, but we're also spirit beings. And Jesus was the ultimate example of an earthly being and a spirit being. He was fully God and he was fully man. You see, we read scriptures like Colossians 2, 8 through 10, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men and after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead. That's heavenly. Bodily. That's earthly. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead. That's heavenly. Bodily. That's earthly. He is the connection. And catch this next part. And ye are complete in him. The only way you have connection to the hereafter, the only way you have connection to the beyond, the only way that heaven and earth are connected is through Jesus Christ. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. 2 Corinthians 15, verses 18 and 19. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ. That God, heavenly, was in Christ, earthly. That God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, reconnecting heaven and earth, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Jesus is that connection, heaven to earth. Jesus is the bridge. Bridges the gap that sin created. Jesus, the perfect sacrifice, is the one by which our sins are not imputed unto us. Why? Because he paid the price for our sins. And what severed the connection between heaven and earth, what severed the connection between the earthly and the heavenly, what was done in sin was made up for in sacrifice by Jesus Christ. And now, through him, through Jesus Christ, we have connection. Heaven to earth. Earth to heaven. Now we have the connection, the bridge by which we can understand, by which we can believe, by which we can say there's a hereafter. There's an eternity that awaits. There is something. When we look at our temporal life in light, in scope of eternity, so minuscule. That's why James says life is but a vapor. Gone. In comparison to eternity. Forever and forever and forever. See, the writer goes on to say, here's where we understand more about this connection. Here's how we understand that this connection is in this one man. This connection is in Jesus Christ. This connection is the one. Jesus Christ is the heavenly connection, for this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. The writer of Hebrews, in referencing God, said he partook flesh and blood. How did he do that? God is a spirit being. So how did God partake of flesh and blood? How does Acts say that he purchased the church with his own blood? How did God do that? He is a spirit being. No man has seen God at any time, neither can he, but the Son hath declared. How? How did Jesus, or how did God rather partake of flesh and blood? I tell you how, through Jesus Christ. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit of truth, for they are three that bear record in heaven, the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. There is one God. We are monotheist. We believe there is one God. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in us all. Jesus said in John 10:30, I and my Father are one. My is in italics in your Bible. That means it was added by the translators. What Jesus literally said was, I and Father are one. That's why Jesus could look at Philip and say, Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. I am the Father. We know that Jesus was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Skip down to verse number 14 of John chapter 1. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. That's how the Bible can say and assert monotheism. That's how the writer of John, the writer, can write and be in congruence with Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. He said, listen, there are three that bear a record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, rather. And these three are one. One. How are they one? In whom are they one? Let's go a little further. Jesus Christ, the one who said, I and Father are one, the one who we understand is the Word made flesh, the one who said in John 14:17, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you. Who was he talking about? Himself. And shall be in you. How was Jesus going to be in them? I tell you how, through the power of the Holy Ghost. And so Jesus is the one. Jesus is the Father. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the one. He is the heavenly being. He is the one. They're all. The Bible goes on to say, and there are three that bear record in the earth. Spirit, and the water, and the blood. These three agree in one. We have the heavenly, we have the earthly. Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, these three are one. And there are three things that bear record in the earth. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these things agree in one. I want to ask you this. What three things came from Jesus upon the cross? He said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And the Bible says, and he gave up the ghost. And a soldier came and pierced his side. And the Bible says, forthwith, blood and water flowed. Who was the one that held the requirements? Who was the one who had the earthly record? Who was the one that bare record in the earth that these three agree in one, the Spirit, the water, and the blood? It's no mystery. It's Jesus Christ. He's the one, fully God, heavenly, fully man, earthly. The one who at the cross bridged the gap, made the connection for you and I from heaven unto earth. So that begs the question, then what must I do? What must I do to understand? What must I do to have this connection myself? If Jesus opened the connection and he made the connection available, how do I, as a human being, understand what it means to be a spirit being? How do I seek? How do I search? How do I find out what this is, this connection between heaven and earth? I know that Jesus made it possible, so how does it happen for me? Think about it. As human beings, there are three things that must bear record in us as earthly beings. These three things that are earthly are also heavenly. Catch this. There's a connection. There is the blood. There's no wonder in the Old Testament that the first thing they had to do was sacrifice, and blood had to be shed. There is blood which represents death, which represents repentance. Catch this. Repentance is something that we do. Repentance is something that when we come to God and we repent, it is something that we do that has earthly significance, yes, but it also has heavenly significance. Blood. There's also water. You know where I'm going. There is baptism. There is, we understand that when someone goes down in the name of Jesus, yes, they get wet in an earthly sense. Yes, they are immersed in water in an earthly sense, but there is also something that happens heavenly. For as many of you as been baptized into Christ, you have put on Christ. There's blood, repentance, death. There is baptism. There's burial. Catch this. And then there's resurrection. Blood, water, spirit. If the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwelleth in you, it will quicken your mortal body. So how does this happen? How do I reestablish? How does that connection happen between heaven and earth? I tell you how it happens: through blood, water, and spirit. Through repentance, through baptism in Jesus' name, and through the infilling of the Holy Ghost, thus fulfilling the requirements in the Word of God of the connection between heaven and earth. Blood, water, spirit. That's why when the men and brethren on the day of Pentecost wanted to know, what must we do, Peter? How do we establish this connection, heaven to earth? How do we see these people who are doing something in an earthly sense we cannot understand? So it must be heavenly. The Bible says they all spake with tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. What was happening? I tell you what was happening on the day of Pentecost. There was evidence that the connection is reestablished, earth to heaven. There was evidence happening on that day that earthly human beings were also spirit beings because they began to speak with tongues and magnify God. They questioned. Men and brethren, what must we do? And it is no wonder what Peter said. Repent. He baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Folks, blood, water, spirit. That's why we teach. That's why we preach. That's why I do not back away from. That's why I can show throughout the Word of God in what I believe and what the Word shows as essential to one's salvation. It's not just a belief. It's not just a declaration. It's not just a commitment. It is established a connection, earth to heaven. How? By blood, water, and spirit. By repentance, baptism in His name, and the infilling of His Spirit. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. Jesus said, I am the way, truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father. There is no connection, earth to heaven, other than through me. I'm the way. Howard, how can you say that? Because I understand who I am. I am the heavenly one. The one that bears record in heaven. I and my Father are one. I am the Word made flesh. I am the Holy Ghost. I am the one in which those three things which bear record in the earth, blood, water, spirit. Preacher, how do I connect? Have the sense that there is something beyond here now. Sometimes without anybody knowing, I contemplate and I muse. What's all this about? Does it really matter what I do? Is it really a hereafter to hold in high regard? Is there really an eternity that awaits? Is there really a God who loves me? A God who is above and beyond, who came below and here to purchase my salvation? What is this all about? How do I make that connection? How do I understand my purpose? How? Though I see it, though I sense it, though I understand to some extent that I am much more than just what I see in the mirror. I want to know how to connect to it. I want to know. I don't want to just think or muse or contemplate about it. I want to know for myself. I want to experience myself. I want to have an undeniable encounter that explains and helps me understand there is a connection, heaven and earth. How? How does it happen? I'll tell you. Blood, water, spirit. Repentance. Baptism in His name and the infilling of His Spirit. The connection, heaven to earth. If you're here this morning and you've never repented of your sins, you've never come before God and said, Lord, I believe in You. I believe that You are good. I also believe that as a human being, I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. I am not perfect. My life is full of mistakes. But I believe Your Word says if we confess our sin, You are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, Lord, I want to do what your word says. There's got to be a death. There's got to be a dying out of the old me. The one who only searched and sought after what was good for my humanity. And Lord, I want to start seeking what's good for my spirituality. So I come to you and I repent. I ask your forgiveness, God. Cleanse me. Wash me. If you've never repented of your sins, this morning is a great opportunity to come before God and say, Lord, I want the connection. I want more than just a sense of the here and beyond. I want to encounter. I want to feel. I want to experience what you have for me. If you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, I encourage you. Every example in the Word of God of someone being baptized is in the name of the Lord Jesus, calling upon the name of the Lord. Every example in the Bible we have encourages. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Don't put your eternity to chance. If you really believe there is a hereafter, then why don't you act upon that faith and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? And there is a promise that is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. It is the promise of the Spirit. It is the fulfillment of the connection, heaven and earth. And when someone receives the Spirit, you read about it. Acts 2, Jews. Acts 8, Samaritans. Acts 10, Gentiles. All races of humanity receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's for you. It's for you. A connection. Heaven and earth. These altars are open. If you've never repented, I encourage you to come. If you've repented before, but you've found yourself walking back after another lifestyle, I encourage you, come. Crucify the old man. Let there be a death this morning. Let there be blood shed over the old man. Let him die out. Bury him in baptism in the name of Jesus and rise to a new life, to the understanding that I am so much more than a human being. I am a spirit being. Born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. There is a sound of heaven touching earth. There is a sound. There is a connection. There is something that identifies. There is a connection. Earth to heaven. There is a sound. And on the day of Pentecost, there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they all began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. The sound of heaven touching earth, the sound of that connection, earth and heaven made possible through Jesus Christ.
Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down.
All over this house, why don't you lift your hands?
King Jesus. You're the name.
Lord, if there's those under the sound of my voice who have not experienced this connection, Lord, I pray, Lord, they would search, that they would seek, that there would be a hunger inside their heart to know, to experience what you
have. Your kingdom here, King Jesus. You're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival. We wanna see your kingdom here. We wanna see your kingdom.
Just makes sense that there is something supernatural that takes place when heaven and earth touch. Would it not make sense that there is something beyond one's own ability which must take place that is establishes, that confirms that there is a connection, heaven and earth made possible through Jesus Christ.
Heaven come down.
Don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short by believing something that gives you less than what God has made available through Jesus Christ. Beware lest any spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after tradition of men and the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. It is through Jesus Christ, the connection, He who is the Father, He who is the Word, He who is the Holy Ghost, He who had the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Connection.
Spirit break out.
It's that bridge between heaven and earth.
Heaven's come down.
And when established in my life, when the Lord calls us home, that connection, heaven to earth, is what's going to take me from this place.
Open the floodgates.
That Spirit's going to quicken my mortal body. Incorruptible is going to take on incorruption. This mortal soul's going to take on immortality. Over this house, why don't you lift your voice? Thank you, Jesus. Don't be bashful about displaying a connection. Why in the world would anybody be ashamed that they are connected to the heavens? Why in the world would we for one moment backtrack from showing or revealing that where is a connection heaven to earth? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, are there those under the sound of my voice who I'm not fulfilled what your scripture reveals? Blood, water, and spirit. Not repented or been baptized in your name or received the power of your spirit and the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray that this message stirs a hunger in their heart and their life, that they begin to search, that they begin to study. They would experience for themselves the connection, heaven and earth. Hallelujah. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord this morning. You may go in Jesus' name.